Let's do this.
All right. Welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast, where two dumbasses talk about just random topics. I'm dumbass number one, Justin.
And I'm dumbass number two, Alan.
And dumbass number three is not here today. Today we have a couple random questions. Dumbass number three is Adam, by the way. We have a couple random questions. Maybe a would you rather or two, something like that. It might be a shorter bathroom break, hopefully. Like a normal person's bathroom break. Not like
we're assuming. Neither one of us are normal when it comes to bathroom breaks. We're assuming a normal non-Taco Bell eating person.
Yeah, not like a Justin bathroom break.
Oh, yeah, man. That would be a long one.
Yeah, it is long.
Sometimes that would be an audiobook.
Yeah. Well, you can learn a lot in an audiobook.
That's very true. You're not going to learn anything here. I'm sorry, listeners.
Yeah. So with a kind of like the quarantine and everything, everything's going digital, everything's being streamed, all that kind of stuff. Well, we're like following a church on YouTube. We're watching their services and stuff. And this last time they had their band play, and they have a pretty good band. A lot of churches now have good bands. It's not like just an organ player playing whatever. Right. Today, in this last episode or whatever you want to call it, they actually had all the people together in one room. Before it was like split screen, like you were watching their Zoom call or some shit. And in this thing, they're all like playing electric instruments and everything, but they have a piano player, and the piano player had this big like grand piano. So I just kept like looking at this guy, and he's like jamming out and, you know, making piano player faces, and it looks like he's having a good time. You know how they are jamming out and they have those like faces and they throw their head back and...
Oh yeah, they do like the circle with their head and they're like moving their body, even though like, hey man, you should worry about your finger dexterity right now, you know?
Yeah, they're moving their like upper body around, and it's like, man, it must suck. You have to sit the whole time and the guitar player needs to walk around. Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And I just kept thinking about it and looking at the piano, and I was wondering what this conversation must have been like. All these people are coming in with their electric guitars, like they're taking up no space. And he's like, you know, for this session, I really think the sound of my piano, my huge piano, is going to be what we need for this show. And is the piano always there, or did he just move it around? So my question and stuff, I'm like, what is it like to be a piano player in a band?
Yeah, would the keyboard not cut it for the sermon? That was it, like a special sermon that day, you know?
This dude had a huge piano. It looked like it was 15 feet long. I don't know if that's correct or not, but it looked like it was like 15 feet long. There's like a dude playing guitar sitting on his amp. So I'm like, this dude's taking up as little space as he can. And this other dude has a 15-foot piano.
I hope they brought that up. They're like, oh, great, Steve. Thanks for taking up the whole room with your damn piano.
Yeah. So Steve comes in. He has a look on his face. It's like, oh, my God. He wants to bring his stupid piano in here.
Yeah. Who invited Steve? I thought we were going with Ralph today. No, Ralph's not sick. Damn.
Is the technology in keyboards not good enough to mimic?
Yeah. What are the acoustic differences between a keyboard and a grand piano? I honestly don't know.
I don't either.
How would you feel? How would you feel if you were the piano player in a band?
Well, I don't think I have that much confidence. I think I'd always be like, I'll bring the keyboard, guys, you know? I feel like that would be the piano player I would be. I'd be like, I'm going to just bring the small keyboard. Yeah, I'll do that.
You'd be the guy on the Zoom call who was like split screen, but your camera was off. You know, you wouldn't want to be seen playing the piano.
Yeah. Okay.
See, for me, I would go the opposite, man. I would try to be as overconfident as possible. I would be like, I'm going solo, guys. You're looking at the next Billy Joel, you know? I would be rocking. I'd be standing up and kicking stuff, you know, putting my foot up on the stool. I'd be going to town.
Huh. Yeah,
Do chicks not dig pianos? Because I'm pretty sure, like, out of all the instruments, piano is like one of the sexiest.
It's definitely probably the hardest. I think so.
I honestly have no experience really with instruments like whatsoever. Right. I do not know.
Right.
But yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, so get back to piano player. I would be, I mean, you'd be whatever, the arrogant guy that's jumping around and stuff. But
I said confident, but okay.
Confident, well, confident arrogance. You know, there's a thin line.
There really is.
You didn't discuss about if you'd bring the piano or not. I'm like, I would just bring like a small keyboard, or hell, if there's a piano there, I'd just use whatever piano is there.
I mean, I think I'd be the arrogant guy, but I don't think I'd be the douchebag bringing the full, like, grand piano.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, I'm good with the keyboard. It's got the same amount of keys. I'm assuming, again.
The band would have to, they would know how big the stage is, and then Steve would be, I need the big piano for this performance. And then everyone else has to adjust for him, right? They have to be like, the drummer has to be like, oh, I can only do like a 3-piece drum now.
Like, yeah, I want to know what the drummer's over there just like, oh, great, I guess I'll lose this cymbal. Yeah. There goes that snare, you know?
This is even better. The drummer on the video was using a McCormick spice as a shaker. I'm like, dude, I mean, you're trying too hard at that moment, right? You can't just buy one for Amazon for $5.
I like the ingenuity. I like the ingenuity.
Really?
Depending on the spice. If it's something stupid, then I'm out. You know, if it's like fennel seed, then he can suck it. But like, you know, if it's like, I don't even know it's a good spice, but you know, if he's rocking like garlic powder, I get it.
It was clove.
Oh yeah, no, that's douche.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that for $2 more, you could buy an actual. I don't know how much shakers are on Amazon, though. That's the thing.
We're putting out a lot of information that we really don't know much about.
No,
that's what
idea.
I'm getting at here.
I was just trying to think about how this happened. The room they're in wasn't that big, hence the guitar player sitting on his amp and all that stuff. The only explanation I have is that the piano was already there. But what if it wasn't? And then who helped him bring it in there? I don't know. Just a lot of stupid questions. Welcome to Bathroom Rig Podcast. Stupid people just being stupid.
Yeah, if you haven't heard our motto, it's basically two dumbasses talking.
Yeah, so there. That was my story about Steve and the piano that just boggled my mind. And I still don't have any answers. You certainly didn't help make any answers for it.
I'm really sorry. I can't get over the fact I would try to be the next Billy Joel. Like, that's just, I'd be going full. I mean, I might bring the grand piano. Maybe I get noticed by a scout. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're scouts. I don't know if that's a thing.
There's got to be scouts for bands, right?
Honestly, no clue.
I have no idea how the music industry works.
No clue. All I know is there's like a show called American Idol, and if you win it, you turn into Kelly Clarkson. That's about all I know.
Is that a good thing?
I really don't know. I remember when she was attractive, and every time I see her now, I'm just like, oh, man. And I'm sure she's really nice. I don't know what happened. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on either. I saw her on TV the other day. She was like drinking wine, and I'm like, you know, even if I'm at home for my job, I'm not drinking, like, just outwardly drinking wine. But more power to you, maybe?
Okay, so question. Again, just going with the flow here. If I showed up, no, let's switch it around. If you showed up at my place and I was just standing around drinking wine and you came over and I knew you were coming over, you rang the doorbell and I answer the door just with a glass of wine, what's your first thought? Are you thinking, wow, Alan's really cool? Are you thinking, Alan's going through something really weird when he's just drinking wine at noon?
Okay, I was going to say, I need more information. It's at noon.
I'm by myself, middle of the day, in my house.
Should you be working?
well played.
Yeah, if it's at a time you should be working and it's noon, I'm definitely thinking Alan's going through some stuff right now.
Okay, then compared to this, what if it was a beer?
Depends on the beer. Yeah.
Well played. Well played.
If it's one of those Heineken 0%ers, I'm like, oh, he's just mimicking the commercial. If it's like just a regular American lager, I mean, a little less concerned. If it's like a hardcore IPA or like a Tripel or something, I'm like, wow, Alan's probably going through some stuff right now. Because those are nighttime beers.
It's just your classic Milwaukee's best.
I'm concerned. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and whenever you see anybody drinking a Milwaukee's Best, you should be concerned. That's rule number one. Well, okay. That's in the book. That's no doubt. That's rule number one.
It says on the packaging not to be consumed for enjoyment. It's like you consume.
I just remember when I was 17, 18, I worked at a grocery store, and we would have the same couple come in every Friday night and buy 4 30 packs of Milwaukee's Best. And it was the only time I ever saw anybody buy it, but they buy 4 30 boxes, and the dude had like super long hair and like always wore a bandana. And I was just like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like, it's just amazing.
Do you think it was just for them?
Or absolutely. Absolutely. Like their kids, and maybe their meth head friends. But yeah,
okay. Like their 18-year-old kid at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely one of those families.
So, easy math question. They're obviously going through 4 30 packs every week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you sustain that. My gosh.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it this way. Is that 120 beers between two people?
Yeah.
Let's say they take one day off of drinking. That's 6 days of drinking. That's 20 beers, 10 beers a person per day. That's not bad.
That's a lot, maybe, man.
Yeah, no, that turned out a lot worse than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 10 hours of drinking. Wait, so you add in the seventh day. How many would that be?
You're talking about eight
beers. Yeah. That's a lot. That's a good way to get jaundice, I think. No medical advice given. But if you want jaundice, I'm pretty sure that's okay.
Yes, please take nothing. Justin is also on another podcast called Not to Be Taken Seriously. Take that advice when you listen to this one as well, please.
Absolutely. Wow. Well,
okay, I have a quick question for you. Again, you were watching a church. Okay, yeah,
Wait. Can we get this couple on Bathroom Break Podcast? I have so many questions.
I was 18 when this happened. I doubt they're still alive.
So they're probably dead. They succumbed to the
fork. It's not that they were super old, you know, 13, 14 years ago. It's just Milwaukee's Best will do something to you, you know?
Yeah, if you're drinking 10 of them a day, taking one day off, I think so. Yeah. Okay, man. Sorry. I found an opportunity. I thought I would, but didn't work.
They needed that day off after the 10 beers for 6 straight days. They needed that day off. There's no doubt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah. Right.
All right. So you were watching church services and you thought of the piano player.
Yep.
Well done. I was watching Netflix and I don't think you know this about me, even though you know me pretty well. I love magic. I think magic is like the coolest thing in the world. I don't know why. It just makes me giddy, makes me smile. I'm super happy whenever I see somebody do a magic trick. I don't want to know about the magic. I just think it's amazing. And we're watching this magician who's got like a show on Netflix. He's doing all these crazy magic tricks, and all I can do is smile, right?
Yeah.
My first thought is, are there places where you don't want a musician, a magician? Like, is there a place where you're at or a situation where you don't want a magician? Because I can't think of any.
So, I hate starting with so. Anyway. Sue, I was thinking about this, and what I was landing on was that there's actually a lot of places where magicians are appropriate. So I was kind of racking my brain to try to find a place that you don't really want a magician. And actually, a new one came to mind. The new one came to mind right now is in between UFC fights. Do you really want a magician? Actually, I would enjoy a magician.
Yeah, it would be a good palate cleanser from two people beating the living hell out of each other to somebody showing me a card trick. I'd be like, well, okay, now I'm back to normal, and then I get to watch brutal violence again.
Yeah, you appreciate every fight then.
You really do.
Yeah, you get a card trick in between each fight. Man, we should run a promotion.
We really should. I mean, think about just think about it. You're enraged with violence, you know, you're pumped full of hormones, just going crazy because two people are beating the crap out of each other. The fight's over. Somebody says, "Is this your card?" And you lose your damn mind. And you're just so happy. and then people beat the crap out of each other again. It would be amazing.
Or you lose $1,000 on the fight before, and then a magician comes out.
Ask you for a 20 that he can borrow, and then you cry some more.
Yeah. Yep. Or your watch, and he pretends to break it.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss Vegas.
I don't know. Yeah, me too. Honestly. I was watching videos of YouTube of people walking around empty Vegas. I'm like, oh, that's sad.
That's so sad. What do you do for fun? You know, that's a very Adam thing to do.
That is an Adam thing to do.
Yeah.
But I just don't think a magician would be very well received in between MMA fights. Maybe you would. But maybe not.
I know I would love it. But then again, I'm the person. I would love it anywhere. Funeral, wedding, whatever it is.
I would love it too. Okay, so I was thinking of hospitals for maybe a magician wouldn't be appropriate. But a magician would be appropriate most times in a hospital. I think if there was like a spiritual consult where like they want like a pastor or minister to come in and it gets confused and the magician comes in instead, that might be inappropriate.
Funny, but inappropriate. Yes. Okay.
I was thinking that would be an appropriate spot. I don't know though. Maybe it'd be a nice break from what's going on. So,
Yeah, it's tough for me to find one, but I like that. You know, something where they're expecting spiritual advice and somebody pulls a coin out of their ear. Yeah, it'd be confusing. They would think he's the devil. He would definitely get burned at the stake in whatever backwards-ass country this is.
How about at a red light, a magician comes out?
Oof. It better be a fast magic trick.
No, it doesn't turn green until he's done.
Oof. Yeah. Okay, well played.
I was just trying to... I'm spitballing here.
No, I like it. I like it. Just basically, I just wanted people here to know that I'm a child at heart. I love magicians.
Yeah, me too. I love magicians too.
Yeah. All right, you said you had some. You said you had a couple questions, maybe a game or something like that.
Oh yeah. Would you rather?
Let's do this.
All right. Here's a would you rather. Would you rather your last name be Pisser or Pooper?
Pisser sounds cool. Sounds like I'm an athletic beast.
You're going with Pisser?
I'm going Pisser.
Alan Pisser?
Alan Pisser. Okay, Justin Pooper.
I think that most people go with Pooper. So I was thinking I was thinking Pooper on my end here.
what an appropriate question for Bathroom Break Podcast.
Right, Pisser or Pooper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Justin Pooper. Yeah, I don't think I could go Justin Pisser. I don't think I would enjoy that one too much.
Doesn't ring.
Yeah.
Alan doesn't have a ring with anything.
Yeah. Alan.
No, there's nothing.
No. All right, one more. Let's do this. Neo in the Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you rather be Neo in the Matrix or Thanos in Marvel?
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I know how things end if I'm either one of them?
Well, no. I mean, you're just... Like, you're Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, you have
Thanos.
It. Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, going around saving the world in every world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm Thanos.
Yeah, Alan finds the bad guy in Avengers to be the hero.
Oh, I'm sorry, the bad guy? Or the guy who saves us from... global warming, climate change, basically just not having enough things, scarcity, the person who solves all the world's problems. Got it. Okay. No, yeah, total bad guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, Justin. Try to rewatch the film, buddy.
He is the bad guy.
No way, dude. Yeah. Thanos is the good guy. The Avengers are the bad guy. It's like a evil... It follows the evil people, right? Is that not how we were supposed to watch the movie?
I don't think so. I think you got it. Got it kind of backwards there.
Oh, I gotta rewatch that.
Yeah. So just indiscriminately killing half the population.
Does he kill them or does he just make them disappear? Kind of let them peacefully end and save the people who are left?
So the problem with Thanos is that you have the Avengers always coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
Even after you snap your fingers, half the Avengers are gonna be coming after you.
Right. And even after I snap my fingers, save the world, they kill me. They come after my former self.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, you're always like fighting. And I mean, he seemed to enjoy it in the movies and stuff. It didn't turn out well for him. At least I don't think so. I can't remember. But
oh, he totally, you know, he got snapped. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, he got snapped. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a problem. There's problems with Neo though too. For some reason, in the Matrix, Neo finds out he can have all these powers and stuff in the Matrix, but he always wants to be like in the real world. I don't know.
That's true.
But then Mr. Smith is always after you in the Matrix too.
Yeah, I mean, and it would be awesome to be Keanu Reeves, because when is it not? Yeah, but at the same time, like,
he's a good guy.
And here's the thing. Obviously, the first Matrix movie, incredible. The next two, I haven't seen them since they came out 15 years ago or whatever. I don't even know what happens.
Me too. I kind of remember what happens, but I didn't really... I haven't seen them again because I vowed never to watch them again.
They're like in a submarine or something, and they're fighting an underwater battle. I have no clue what the hell is going on.
No. As much as I think it would be great to be in the Matrix and know all your powers and that kind of thing, having Mr. Smith coming after you would really suck. I feel like you're more on your own, even though you had like a little bit of some people with you, because a lot of those people died. I think it would be better to be Thanos. But I mean, I would just have the power and I would build up my coalition. Kind of like how he did at the beginning, like the first few movies of Avengers, I think.
So you're Thanos without the whole genocide?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it might get that way. Depending, I mean, Thanos rubs
somebody's,
off on you.
Sure. Somebody's going to piss you off. Somebody's going to say the Packers suck, and you're like, there goes your family, right?
No.
It would take more than that.
I just think the world dominating worlds would be more of a thing that, as an evil character, I would get behind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
And then he also had that one planet that, like, he, what, eradicated everyone from? And it was, like, this, like, paradise, and he was just chilling there. Do you remember that?
God, I do.
Maybe I'm mixing up this stuff.
I think it's, is it where he dies, eventually?
I think so.
Okay. That was a cool planet. I would rather be him, because he's on different, like, planets and stuff.
He's on different planets.
You know, Neo's just in, like, some computer world.
Right, exactly. And there's, like, glitches and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And Thanos is super powerful. He had, like, a coalition that did his bidding and stuff. I mean, did he send the Silver Surfer at some point? Didn't he do that? Was that him?
I mean... My favorite thing to do is to... and you do this, too, is just to mess with people who are comic book nerds and be like... Yeah, I love DC. I mean, Spider-Man, incredible, right?
Yeah.
And just totally switch the worlds and throw them off.
Yeah, Thanos killed Batman, awesome. Right? Batman and Superman, Thanos.
Oh, yeah, he killed Batman because Batman's allergic to, what's that stuff called?
Kryptonite.
Yeah, no. Crypto Pokemon. Yeah. Is it, cryptocurrency. Yeah. That's what it is.
No. Yep. Midichlorians. He's allergic to midichlorians. Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's a pretty good
that's
one.
That's what he is, that's, yeah.
I'm gonna write that one down. I'm going to use that.
Yeah. No, that's those are the things I got. I think. Yeah, for today. That's what I got for today.
Well, the world is now dumber for having listened to us.
A lot dumber.
Oh, but joke's on them. Not many people listen.
Not at all. Oh, what a...